Tachat Kelim Perachav Zayim Mishnah Yud Beis Shloisha Shloisha Shindikra. A beged that three tefachim by three tefachim, and it has rips in it. Im nasnu al kise ubsaro nogeb a kise tahar ve'im lav tamim. This beged with rips in it, if it would be put on its shear, and you sit on the beged, and the rips are large enough that when you sit on the beged, your busser would touch the kise through these rips, it's no longer considered a beged, and it's tahar, it's no longer makabel tumah. But if not, if the rips are not that large, then when you sit on the beged, your busser does not touch the kise through the beged. In such a case, it's still considered a beged, and it's tameh, it's makabel tumah. Shalosh ha-shalop, shanim chamimena chut echad. A beged is three esbos by three esbos, the minimum size for a beged to be makabel tumah. And one of the threads has been worn out. So now the beged is less than the minimum size, it's less than three by three. O shanim tzebo kesha, o shnei chutim matimin tahira. Or a knot was found in this beged. You have a beged, the three esbos by three esbos, and there's a knot in this beged. Now the Mefarshim explained that the word matimim, which means one right next to the other, is going on in this case also, that two knots were found, one right next to the other. Now that's abnormal for a beged to have two knots, one next to the other, so therefore we look at one knot as diminishing the size of the beged. So since the beged was a minimum size, which is three by three, now that there's an extra knot, we look at the beged as being less than three by three. Or there are two chutim matimim, two threads, one right next to the other, two warp threads, and they both go over the warp thread. Now normally, two threads, one next to the other, one would go under the warp, while the one next to it would go over, and in this case, they both go over. So therefore, one thread is considered superfluous. So it's as if there's one less thread in this beged, or the one that's superfluous, we look at it as if it's removed from the beged. So since this beged was a minimum size, now that we have a thread that's superfluous, this beged is now less than the minimum size. In all three cases, the beged is tar, since it's considered less than the minimum size of three esbos by three esbos. So shalosh shehislicha ba'ashbos tahir. A beged that's three esbos by three esbos, the minimum size to be makabel tumah, that was thrown in the dump, it's tar. It's no longer makabel tumah, and since it was thrown in the dump, it lost its chashivas of a beged. It's no longer considered a beged. Now, even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that a beged that's three tefachim by three tefachim that was thrown in the ashpa, under certain circumstances, it would be makabel tumah. But in this case, since the beged is less than three tefachim by three tefachim, when it's thrown in the ashpa, it lost its chashivas for a beged entirely, and it's not makabel tumah. Hechzira tameh. But if you take it out of the ashpa and bring it back into the house, then it would be makabel tumah again. La'ilam hashlachasa mitarasa v'chazarasa mitamasa. This would be constant. Throwing it in the ashpa of Mitarit and bringing it back would cause it to be makabel tumah again. Meaning to say that if after you bring it into the house, you again throw it in the ashpa, it again would be tar. Now if you bring it back into the house again, it would again be makabel tumah. As no matter how many times you throw it in the ashpa, each time would be Mitarit, and each time you bring it back into the house, it would again be makabel tumah. Chot misha argaman vishal zahiris taiva. With the exception of a beggar that dyed argaman purple, or zahiris taiva, a fine crimson, a red, these types of begat that are dyed with expensive dye, and it was thrown in the ashpa, do not lose its chashivis of a beged, and would continue to be makabel tumah, even though it was thrown in the ashpa. Since it's an expensive beged, even though it was thrown in the ashpa, and even though it's the minimum size of three esbos by three esbos, it would continue to be makabel tumah. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, at matlis chadasha kayyotzibat. Rabbi Eliezer said that so too a new cloth is similar to a cloth that's dyed argaman or zahiris taiva. If it's three esbos by three esbos and thrown into the ashba, it will continue to be makabel tumah. It will still be considered as beged. Rabbi Shimon Aimer kulan tahira. Rabbi Shimon argues. He says all these cases, whether the beged is dyed argaman or zahiris taiva, or whether it's a matlis chadash, a new cloth, if it's three esbos by three esbos and it was thrown into the ashba, it would be tar. It would no longer be makabel tumah, even though it's an expensive beged. The huskru ela mipnei hashavat avir. That which the Chachamim mentioned, the din of a beged of argaman or zahiris taiva, was not mentioned as far as dinei tumah and tara. As far as tumah and tara is concerned, there's no difference between a beged that's dyed argaman or zahiris taiva or any other beged, if it's three esbos by three esbos and thrown in the ash, but it's tar. Instead, that which the Chachamim mentioned, that a beged that's dyed argaman or zahiris taiva, is different than a regular beged. That's as far as the dinim of a Shabbat Aveda. If you find a cloth in an ashpa, in a dump, You don't have to be machos. You don't have to announce that you found an aveda. You can keep it for yourself. And since it was found in the hospital, we can assume that whoever owns it threw it out and doesn't want it anymore, so therefore you can keep it for yourself. But if you find a beged that's not our government of the Zohar, Taiva, an expensive beged, even though you found it in the Ashba, you have to be machos, you have to announce that you found the beged and wait for the Balaam to claim it. And since it's an expensive beged, we can't assume that the Balaam no longer wants it. Maybe he did not throw it into the Ashba deliberately. Maybe he did so inadvertently and he still wants it back, since it's an expensive beged, so therefore you have to be machos and return it to the Balaam. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the only time we find a difference between a regular beged and a beged that's not our government of the Haris Toiva is as far as the dinim of a Shavat Aveda, not as far as the dinim of Tuma and Tar. We have a beged. It's three atzbos by three atzbos. This is the minimum size for a beged to be makabel Tuma. And you stuffed it inside a ball. You had a ball that your children play with. And you stuff this beged inside the ball. Osha also kador b'fnei atzma tahira. Or you actually made a ball out of this cloth. You wrapped up the cloth into a ball and sticked it together. In both of these cases, the beged is no longer makabel tuma, it is tar. In the first case, when you stuff the beged into a ball, that's considered a bittel of the beged. It's no longer considered a beged since it was stuffed into a ball, so therefore it's no longer makabel tuma. And in the second case, that you wrap the actual beged into a ball, since this beged is a minimum size to be makabel tuma, three atzbos by three atzbos, and now that you wrapped it up and stitched it together, that reduces the size of the beged, so it's no longer considered the minimum size of a beged that's makabel tuma, so it is tar. Avo shloisha shloisha, shenasno bekador tummy. But if you have a beged that's three tvachim by three tvachim, this is a beged that's large enough to be makabel tuma as a metric. And you took this beged and stuffed it inside a ball, this beged would continue to be makabel tuma. It would even continue to be makabel tuma's medrash according to the Rambam. As even though you stuffed it into a ball, since it's a rather large beged, it's three tefachim by three tefachim, by stuffing it into the ball, it is not nitzbato from being a beged. It's still considered a beged, so therefore it's still makabel tuma. Also, kador b'fnei atzmo tar m'fnei shatzvar m'mato. But if you took this beged of three tzvachim by three tzvachim, and you made a ball out of this actual beged, you wrapped it together, and you stitched it. In this case, the beged will be tar, it will not be makabel tumas medrash. Because by stitching it together after you wrapped it up into a ball, you have reduced the size of the beged. So it's no longer considered a beged of three tzvachim by three tzvachim, so therefore, it's not makabel tumas medrash. But it would be makabel other tumas. As for other tumas, you don't need a beged of three tzvachim by three tzvachim. A beged of three etzbos by three etzbos is enough to be makabel other tumos. So therefore, this beged that was originally three tzvachim by three tzvachim that you wrapped into a ball would be makabel all tumos with the exception of tumas metrus.